4 years after the huge tsunami struck northern Japan, the hunt for bodies goes on. Close to 16,000 people died in the disaster. More than 2,500 remain missing, presumed dead.
We haven't found anyone for a while in this area. We sometimes find bones, but it turns out they are the remains of animals.
Visiting Sendai this week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the recovery effort as a model for disaster recovery and said this year's conference is a vital step.
Sustainability starts in Sendai. The disaster risk reduction can be a front line against the climate change.
The conference is taking place against the backdrop of the devastation caused by Cyclone Pam in the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu last week. Vanuatu's president earlier told delegates in Japan that development in his country had been wiped out. The cyclone changed its expected path at the last minute. Speaking at the Sendai conference, the head of the World Meteorological Organization, Michel Jarraud, said that early warning systems had saved lives in the South Pacific.
This kind of cyclone is very unusual. We are not even sure at this stage, because we still need to wait to see what was the exact strength of the cyclone, but it's very unusual. And it's even more challenging for a country to deal with hazards which don't happen regularly.
The Asian tsunami in 2004 prompted the United Nations to adopt the 10-year Hyogo Framework for Action on reducing disaster risk. That 10-year period is now finishing. Delegates here are trying to agree on a new framework on how to make the world safer from natural disasters, although there appears to be some disagreement over who should pay for it. The deadline for a new framework is Wednesday. Tom Mitchell of the Overseas Development Institute, an environmental and humanitarian policy group, says familiar sticking points are slowing progress towards an agreement.
Finance, who's going to pay for the scale of the problem, particularly given that climate change is ramping this up and there's an expectation on the richer polluting countries to pay a bit more? That's a sticking point. Issues of whether or not we're talking about conflict risk and disaster risk together and the link between those, really problematic for some countries, particularly those in the Middle East.
Delegates largely agree that natural disasters are inflicting a bigger toll on communities. Agreeing on how the risks should be mitigated is proving a more difficult task. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sendai, Japan.